Test 81, Section 3, Question 16. This one says, what most weakens the argument? And it says, tenants who don't have to pay their own electricity bills do not have a financial incentive to conserve electricity. If you don't have to pay your own electricity bills, you don't have incentive to conserve. Thus, if more landlords install individual electricity meters on tenant dwellings so that tenants can be billed for their own use, energy will be conserved as a result. Oh, okay. So it's saying if you put in individual meters so they can be billed for their own use, then money will be or energy will be saved. So the conclusion is if we put in individual tenant meters, then energy will be saved. And the evidence is in the current system, if you don't have to pay for your own electricity, you don't have financial incentive. So which one is going to weaken it? So we want something that's going to say those individual meters are not going to help. And this was one where I couldn't really see it because I thought, oh, that seems like a pretty good argument. But we look at these. A, tenants who do not have to pay their own electricity bills generally must compensate by paying more rent. Well, okay, I don't know that that really does much. I can't see it. So B, many initiatives have been implemented to educate people about how much money they can save through energy conservation. If anything, that would kind of strengthen it, because that would say, yeah, they are being, you know, that if we then, so we're giving them education on how much money they can save, and then if we make it so that it's their own cost, then they're likely to conserve. See, landlords who pay for their tenants' electricity have strong incentive to make sure that the appliances they provide for their tenants are energy efficient. Okay, so wait a minute, that might weaken it, because that's going to say you could have a reason why it wouldn't be that great. Super weak answer choice, but good enough to hold on to. Some tenant dwellings can only support individual electricity meters if the dwellings are rewired, which would be prohibitively expensive. The thing with this is that doesn't really weaken, because it's not saying whether we can do it. It's just saying if we did it, if more landlords installed it, then this would be the result. We don't have to assume that that is possible. And then E, some people conserve energy for reasons that are not related to cost savings. Well, that isn't really going to weaken it much, because it just says some people do that and it doesn't really necessarily relate to this. So in going back to this, C is our correct response. The reason that it weakens is it basically gives a reason why we might not get as much of an energy savings when we switch to individual meters as we might have previously supposed. And so therefore, C is our correct response.